Ventriloquists have a reputation for being sort of creepy. This is an episode of The Twilight Zone, where a deeply disturbed ventriloquist discovers that his dummy is possessed.
How can you be real when you're made of wood?
You made me real.
But it wasn't that long ago when ventriloquists and their puppet partners occupied a warmer place in people's hearts.
Clip you, Bergen, so help me, I'll mow you down.
And here they are now. Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
A new book titled Dummy Days fondly recalls the golden age of ventriloquism. Veteran animator and director Kelly Asbury writes about a time when talking dolls and recycled socks were major stars. Among the brightest of those stars were Bergen and McCarthy. Charlie was the wooden one. Asbury says that in the 1930s, Bergen achieved international fame by performing ventriloquism on radio.
Radio in those days was performed live in front of an audience, so the audience could react to Bergen's manipulation of Charlie as a puppet. But I think the unusual thing about Charlie McCarthy was he was accepted by radio listeners as a real person.
For $5, our spaceship will fly you to Mars.
Is that so?
Yeah, $5. It's an unscheduled flight. Oh, I see.
You mean it has to be loaded before it'll take off?
Yeah, and so do the passengers.
In 1937, Americans began a Sunday night ritual that lasted three decades. They tuned in to the Bergen and McCarthy Show. It was the number one program on radio, and Hollywood's top movie stars lined up to make cameos.
There was Betty Davis, and there was Ronald Reagan, there was Jimmy Stewart, Clark Gable. There was a famous episode where Charlie McCarthy was engaged to Marilyn Monroe.
I'm wearing my wedding dress.
Yeah.
Something borrowed.
Yeah, you didn't borrow enough. Marilyn, my dear, we were made for each other.
Kiss me, Charlie, just to make sure.
Yes, gladly, all right.
Edgar Bergen's career spanned 60 years and included vaudeville, radio, television, and movies. He died in 1978.
Hey, hiya, folks.
Jerry, get down. We're not on the air yet.
Oh, heavens, yes. Don't go away, folks, because we're next.
What Bergen and McCarthy were to radio, Paul Winchell and Jerry Mahoney were to television.
Paul Winchell is a huge star in the 50s. He is a pioneer for children's television and for TV in general.
Come along, you've been a little glutton.
Glutton, schmutton, cast me to mutton. No.
Now, look, Jerry, I'm only telling you this for your own good.
Oh, look at me.
You'll get sick.
And you know, why should I look?
He has it all. Acting, singing, dancing, writing. He's a great voice artist. He was the voice of Tigger for decades.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tigger the wonderful things. Their tops are made of the rubber, their bottoms are made of the strings. They're bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Paul Winchell had many different television shows all through the 50s. Unfortunately, all those tapes were destroyed because people didn't see the value in reruns for that type of show. If they had, I think Paul Winchell would be as popular and well-known today as Lucille Ball.
Let's start at the very beginning.
A very good place to start.
When you read, you begin with...
Fortunately, a rich library survives of the work of Sherry Lewis and her sock puppet companion, Lamb Chop.
Do re mi fa sol la ti.
Ti? At a time like this you want ti?
Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop debuted in 1957 on the Captain Kangaroo Show. Lewis went on to star in several TV shows in a career that spanned five decades. Asbury says Sherry Lewis was more than just the best female ventriloquist.
There never was a better ventriloquist of any gender than her. She had this boundless talent and energy.
In Mexico, a sombrero is more than just something you wear on your head.
They wear it on their feet?
No, not on their feet, but they do dance with it.
They dance?
Uh-huh. The Mexican hat dance.
I never saw a hat dance.
Lamb Chop.
No, leave me. Hat dance. Come on, dance.
She won 12 Emmys, a Peabody, and she wrote 60 children's books.
She never stopped working. She knew how to change with the times, and she knew how to go out of style and get back in style. And at the time of her death in 1998, she was deeply involved in the production of a new show on television. She's really the great survivor of the art of ventriloquism within the mainstream.
But in the 70s and 80s, ventriloquism began to fade from television and from comedy clubs. Asbury says most people today would be hard-pressed to name any top ventriloquist.
Ventriloquism went out of style as special effects got more sophisticated on television. Whenever anything goes out of style, there needs to be someone come along to revive it. Ventriloquism never really had that happen at just the right time. And I don't think it's too late. There's Ron Lucas, who headlines in Vegas. There's Dan Horn. I don't know if anyone's ever caught Jeff Dunham's act on The Tonight Show or Comedy Central. If anyone out there working has the capability of hitting that magic moment, it is Jeff Dunham.
So, Walter, your birthday wasn't too long ago. Did your son get you anything?
Yeah, he got me a card.
A card?
Yeah, said it wasn't really his father.
Well, that's awful.
No, that's what I asked for.
I think that Dummy Days is a celebration of a time that these people were in the spotlight in a good way. They weren't seen as Twilight Zone characters. They were seen as entertainers. And anyone who was alive during that time is lucky. And those who didn't, I hope Dummy Days brings back or introduces them to something that they missed out on.
Animator Kelly Asbury, who's currently directing Shrek 2. His new book is titled Dummy Days. There are vintage photographs and audio clips at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bettman.
Well, Charlie, as we look back over the years, what have you got to say?
Well, if I had my life to live over again, I'd make the same mistakes. Only I'd start sooner.
Let's wish Jason Sanborn another happy 100 years.
And I hope you make it too, Bertie.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.